There you go. That's Robin and Be Mine. It's 8:28. Our mystery guest is in the building. And I shall be meeting the mystery guest right after the news. Mm. So in a few minutes' time. I want to say something very briefly about the very sad news that came out while we're away off the air about Kevin Greening. Mm. And I haven't prepared anything to say, but I just, and I know it's, a lot of people listening might not remember Kevin, and a lot of people will remember Kevin, and he was a very, very, very lovely man, and it was awful, awful sad news to hear about his death while we were away. I have very fond memories of him. We had a massive fallout and didn't speak to me for a few months, and then we made up, and it was it's just very, very sad. He was a brilliant, brilliant broadcaster, a lot better than he got credit for.
Mm. I think he was much underrated, wasn't he, Kevin Greening? I think wherever he's been in his career, he was much underrated.
And I've, you know, lots of nice stories about Kevin. The first Christmas party that I was meant to go to, the Radio 1 DJ party.
Mm.
And I don't know if I said this on the air just before our party.
Mm.
I was talking to Kevin and saying, I'm the new boy, I feel a bit uncomfortable going to the DJ party. It's full of people I don't know. And he said, well, I don't really like it either. So me and him went out for dinner instead. On the night of the party, me and him went to the Hard Rock Cafe for dinner.
That's nice.
Just a pair of us, and had a nice night, and I had a couple of moments with him, which were very sweet, and we chatted about our home lives and families and stuff, and he was great, and it was very, very sad news, and he'll be terribly missed, and I just wanted to say something nice.
No, here, lovely man, and as I say, a big loss to broadcasting, and sadly missed.
Yeah, and if you search the if you never heard him, search the internet for clips of his shows. He was very dry. Had a very dry sense of humour, was a brilliant broadcaster, great DJ. His timing was impeccable. And he had a lot of really, really funny ideas, and he got me in. He got the breakfast show, and then they put Zoe on with him. But he originally did it for a couple of months before they put Zoe on. Radio 1 was in a really weird... weird change at that point, and it always felt to me like they didn't know what to do with him. You know, they didn't really kind of get him, I don't think, and it was a shame because he was great. And then after Kevin and Zoe, then it went to Zoe, and they moved him to like, do you remember, they moved him to like a Sunday morning show?
Yeah, and he did the best of the week, didn't he?
And he was still on his breakfast show money, and he worked out he was probably the highest paid DJ per minute in the world for getting 15 hours worth of money for doing 3 hours a week. Which he thought was very funny, but very embarrassing. And, anyway, he's a really nice fella. I, you know, wish I could have spent more time with him, and he'll be sadly missed. So, Kevin Greening, God love you. You're a top fella. And that's that. Thank you very much.
Good.
And please, let's not have anybody else die this year that we like. Thank you. Right? Good. No more deaths. Let's have at least a few months where everybody's fit and well.